Coach's Corner interview here on KATE. We're going to talk some Albert Lea wrestling with assistant coach John Hansen. And Johnny, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time. Always appreciate it.
You bet. Not a problem, Aaron. Always good to get our information out to the fans.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump right into it. And we're going to kind of tell everybody where wrestlers are sitting record-wise, but let's recap a couple of events that happened this week for the Tigers. And on Thursday, a triangular against Zambrota Mazepa. Now, I know, was it Byron was the other team and Zambrota Mazepa?
Byron Bears, yep. Another double-A school that will be in our section, correct.
Now, I don't have the scores in front of me, but I do know Albert Lea beat Byron and lost to Zambrota Mazepa. Do you have the results in front of you there, John?
I don't have the actual score. I think we beat Byron 40-32, I think, was that score.
Okay.
And we lost to Zambrota Mazepa, I want to say like 51-15 or something, somewhere in that range. Probably, I would say, not our best performance, obviously, there in either duel. We were down with a lot of illnesses and one injury that still isn't back. And yeah, we're still not what I would say full strength, but
okay.
I think these illnesses going through the team right now are happening at the right time, because then we'll hopefully be all done with them and ready to rock and roll when it's important come section time.
Yeah, Zambrota Mazepa, that matchup, just looking ahead to the section, Casson Manorville, I would assume probably right now looking at the number one seed, that matchup was maybe could be determine who's going to be the number two section or number two seed in that section.
That kind of looks that way. The other tougher school, I mean, we haven't seen them all, obviously, like Cannon Falls and some of them other ones, but we just beat Lake City up at the Tartan duels you were just mentioning for a recap. But so that was a good, you know, win for section seeding and everything. And obviously we won't see Casson until, you know, section time, so we won't know anything on that. But yeah, I would assume Casson would hold that number one spot, and now with the win over us, Zambrota is looking to hold the two seed. We just want to make sure we're ready and get that three seed and then make our way up there. So,
absolutely. Again, John Hansen, assistant coach, Albert Lea wrestling team here on KATE. And let's talk about the Tartan duels. And John, give us your thoughts on how the guys wrestled. Going 4-0 with wins against Park Center, Irondale, Goodhue, and you mentioned the win against Lake City. That's a pretty good day of wrestling going 4-0.
Yeah, a real good day. I mean, a lot of teams, I think, were down and out, too, a little bit. We won one of the duels with a lot of forfeits. The team was real thin. I think that was Park Cottage Grove or whatever, the first duel. But the win over Goodhue was a real good win. Goodhue is one of the top teams in Class A in our section.
Okay.
They'll be fighting for the section title there in Class A. And then, obviously, the Lake City win was a real nice one, because again, we weren't still missing. I think we were still missing for sure two, maybe three of our varsity guys in that lineup. So the kids really stepped up and performed very well. Got the big bonus points when they needed them, and fought hard in the ones that they lost.
Now, John, I see you going 4-0 on the day in those duels. Mike Olson at 106, we've talked about him a lot. Just a great young wrestler for Albert Lea. Brody Ignashevsky at 120, Avent Wasmoan at 126, Nick Corman at 132, Cameron Davis at 145, and Luke Moeller at 182. Let's talk about Luke Moeller at 182. I think the other guys we have mentioned in some reports before, maybe not Moeller, he had a good day. Like we mentioned, all those guys went 4-0.
Yeah, that was a big bonus day for Luke Moeller. I don't know how many of them actually were wins by wrestling. I think his first one was a forfeit, but
okay.
Still, he was in the lineup and, you know, contributed to the team win. And bouncing back from not one of his better performances against one of the wrestlers on Thursday over there at Zambrota, it was a good step up for Luke, and that's what we're looking for is, We don't want to take a loss that you don't feel like you should have had and make it snowball the wrong way.
Correct. Yeah.
And so we were looking forward to having him as well as all of the guys, and to always be striving to go forward and improve. Learn from that. Don't let that define you. Don't make excuses and then cop out. Instead, fix it, go forward.
John Hansen with us here on KATE Coach's Corner Interview, talking about the Albert Lea wrestling team again, 4-0 at the Atartan Duels. And John, you made mention off the air that you have records in front of you. If you want to go through where some of the guys sit so far.
Yep. Yeah, like right now our team is sitting at 18-5. We got 4-0 in the conference. Haven't seen the top three, you know, with Owatonna, Northfield, and Faribault, but we'll find out that on Thursday night with our parents night there in our home duel. But overall, yeah, I would say we've got a really, really solid lineup. We just can't quite always fill it, you know, where we need the weights up top. But we start out, as you mentioned, Mike Olson, I believe he's ranked number one in the state right now. He's got a 28-3 record. Well, actually, that would probably be a 32-3 now after this weekend. Logan Davis follows him at 113, and he's got a really strong record here. He would be 29-3. And then you got Brody Ignashevsky has been going at 20. He's now 29-8 on the year. Nick Corman has been most of the time 26. He's been bouncing around up to 32 a little bit also now. He's about 24-10 on the year right now. And then Avon Wasbone working his way down. He's shooting for maybe 120 for section time. So he's mainly been wrestling 132 for us.
Okay.
Still got a solid record, about 16-14 or something, or 16-11, excuse me. But like I say, he's wrestling, filling in the weight that we needed him, you know, most of the year. Some of those wins and matches have been at 26, and he'll continue to wrestle in that 120, 126, and maybe even 132 for us. All depends on challenge matches and where we need him in the lineup. And then you follow that right up with Cameron Davis at 138. He's now 32-7 on the year. Carter Miller at 145 or 52, wherever we bump him. He has wrestled 38 also. He's like 500 on the year right now. I think he's like 15-15 or something. But again, he gets bounced from anywhere from 138 to 160. He does a great job for us filling in where we need him. And then you go up top, we've got Caden Enderle, who kind of our big guy that we move wherever we need him. He's sitting at his record right now is 20-8. He had to sit out the Tartan duels due to illnesses, but we're hoping to have him back here by Thursday. So yeah, the guys are really doing well, and we've got some new younger guys filling in up there too with the two Attic twins, Mason and Maverick. Maverick will go anywhere from 38 to 45, and Mason up above him jumps in anywhere from 70, 82, even when 160 a couple times. But yeah, so we just kind of move guys where we think we need them, and they've been doing a great job.
John Hansen with us here on KET. I'm sorry. Keep going. Sorry.
No, I just remembered also Blake Braun also had a really good day up there at Tartan. He got his record closer to 500 now, and he's been doing very well and steadily improving after being out for a couple of years. He came back to the sport and is looking real good. Hopefully we'll have good things with him and to finish out this year and into next year.
John, Tuesday night, the team is in a Blue Earth for a triangular. Besides Blue Earth, who's the other team that's there?
Blue Earth and St. James. And okay. Blue Earth has solid wrestlers, so they're not a team we can look past by any stretch. St. James, I think, is down considerably this year. Don't know a lot about them other than the little bit I saw Saturday when I had my ninth grade guys battling over in Jackson for ninth grade individuals. And St. James had probably only about five kids there. So just judging by that, I'm thinking their numbers are a little low and maybe not filling out a lineup. But, again, both towns are kind of perennial, not always, but have had solid wrestling in the past. And Brewers can always put together a pretty good lineup. So that could be a good warm-up for our Thursday triangle.
Yeah, John, let's talk about the Thursday matchups. 5:30, you mentioned a parents' night at the high school at the Ori Jirley Gymnasium. Come out and support the wrestlers. Northfield and Faribault, couple of very good Big Nine Conference teams, especially Northfield. I assume Northfield and Owatonna, are they the two top teams in the Big Nine?
Yeah, I believe they are. But I tell you right now, just seeing what we saw from Faribault up at the Rumble on the Red, they've got some really solid lineup top to bottom also. And the matchup with Faribault, it's probably our worst matchup because our strength is our first four, five, maybe six weights.
Okay.
And there's seven weights even. But and that's kind of where they've got some really solid kids too. So that's going to be a duel where we're really going to have our middle and upper weight guys, you know, step up and help us out there a little more than in the past. But I do know that Faribault lost a really solid upper weight guy due to a bad injury up at the Rumble. So that's going to hurt him a little. Northfield, I haven't seen much other than a little bit of results from the clash that I saw. They performed pretty good over there. And it sounds like they've got a really solid lineup top to bottom also.
So, again, that's coming up Thursday. Yep, just want to mention 5:30 start.
Yep.
And Northfield and Faribault will be the two opponents. So if you're looking for a home matchup, and we always mention this when there's a home event for the Alberta wrestling team, John, the guys don't get a chance to compete at home too often. So we want to make sure the fans know to get out there on Thursday.
Exactly. We could appreciate every bit of support we can get. It would be a great atmosphere for the guys to feel that support in the stands and hopefully spur them on to a little more hard-fought battles in every matchup. We should see some great individual matchups. The only difference going into it this year is it won't really affect us in our section stuff, but conference-wise, we always want to – one of our big goals is to take home that Big Nine Conference title.
So some big matchups again, a couple over in Blue Earth on Tuesday night, and on Thursday, the home triangular with Northfield and Faribault. And we're going to have the matchup on Friday, February 4th, that other team that they had not wrestled yet or have not wrestled yet in the Big Nine Conference, Owatonna on the road. We'll have that matchup right here on KAINT. Again, John Hansen, assistant coach of the Albert Lea wrestling team, joining us on this Coach's Corner interview. And John, it's been fun talking wrestling with you. Good to hear from you, and I'm sure we'll do this again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Aaron.